items 11 and 12 deal with respective hangars. I know that NML and then the Right Height Corporation. I'm going to make the motion that we take both 11 and 12 together and ask for approval unless committee members have separate action on either one.
Okay. Madam Clerk, will you please read item number 11 and item number 12?
From the Director, Department of Transportation, requesting authorization to terminate Airport Agreement HP 806, enter into a new agreement with Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company for the lease of the land on which to build a new hangar facility at General Mitchell International Airport. Item number 12, from the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to terminate lease agreement number HP 1549, sell the Marshall and Inslee Corporation hangar facilities and enter into a new lease agreement with Right Height Corporation effective upon the date of acquisition for the lease of approximately 21,500 square feet at General Mitchell International Airport.
Is there any comments or questions on item 11 or 12? Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, we heard on Monday at the State of the County proposals being made to the Kohl's Corporation regarding hangars. And I think it would be a legitimate question for the committee to ask if this is in any way related to economic development and agreements there, too. That's with regard to the number 11. It's well known that Northwestern Mutual has been looking at development of some land, possibly the transportation barn that we have. So I think the committee could at least ask that question. With regard to number 12, that M&I hangar is at that northeast quadrant that we were talking about previously. It's a fairly old hangar. Right Height is a corporation in the city of Cudahy. They're looking to enter into a new lease, and these are all land leases, with the airport, basically taking over the hangar that M&I, I believe, owns. Is that correct, Mr. Bayman? They own the hangar, but lease the land. And that's the way most of those hangars are situated in that quadrant. I have no objection to their doing that, but I would like to ask the question if any of the terms in the lease would permit the airport to do the planning that we just broadly approved with regard to the 128. And I actually would hope perhaps we'd separate these questions so we could take that Right Height Corporation question separately, because I think if we're going to start doing some different planning for the Northeast Quadrant, you may want to start looking at getting some provisions in the leases that would permit that planning. Not that we're going to get in the way of Right Height taking over this this hangar, but it would be an opportunity for us right now to perhaps get some additional lease clauses in there to permit the county to do some planning. So I would have a little concern about that.
Before I take any comments, Mr. Bateman, do you understand what Supervisor Jersey just stated? Can you respond on that, please?
Supervisors, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Jersey, all the land leases for hangars have clauses in there that protect the county and protect the tenants. But in every case, we have the right of eminent domain over that hangar, and the leases say that for airport expansion purposes. So it's fairly broadly written. So we have the ability to break the lease, if you will, but of course we have to make the tenant whole in doing so.
Okay, right.
And as I understand it, I think Mr. Bateman is stating this, if we have to make the tenant whole, we basically have to pay for the additional term of the lease when we're terminating it. We have the opportunity at this point, perhaps, to look into some different type of agreement should we want to terminate early that lease. And I think we could at least look at that and perhaps negotiate that.
Okay, so Harris?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Actually, Supervisor Jurczyk hit on the questions that I had, not the Kohl's one, but as far as breaking the lease, I was just had questions around it, and it sounds like, to me, Mr. Bateman answered that question, but then there's a little more that, you know, with the, I guess, adding some more language to the lease, I would like to hear more about that if they're, you know, taking the same vein that Supervisor Jurczyk is on. I would like more answers around that as well, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. What she's asking is, can we put more, can you repeat what you said?
Sure, I think we could negotiate something differently. I mean, this is an opportunity right now because they're looking to really transfer this lease, and I think Wright Height could perhaps, you know, get into that hangar space if M&I no longer wants it. But we have an opportunity now to perhaps save the airport some money in terms of taking this lease over. So we could perhaps review. I'm not saying we're going to, Mr. Chairman, but I think it's at least an opportunity to negotiate that.
Mr. Bateman, your comments?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I think the county's well protected in the leases, and what I would really would like to counsel you on is I don't think that we want to make changes to the here and now with airport tenants for an improvement that may or may not happen pending many, many approvals, including upper military. And so I still think we have to run the airport, and by the time the conceptual improvements are approved by many different agencies, many years will have gone past. And so I don't want to hold up, running the airport in the meantime in the standard way that we do it. And the lease that we have protects the county and also protects the tenant.
I did have another one.
Supervisor Harris?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, the other part to my question is, what is the estimated date of completion for the, because they're going to, to my understanding, to tear down and rebuild, right, to make it larger. So what was there a completion date? Because I didn't see that in the...
Well, let me just clarify that the Supervisor, Mr. Chairman, that the Northwestern Mutual Life Hangar is not part of the Guard expansion. That's a standalone hangar on Layton Avenue.
Okay.
The hangar that Supervisor Jurczyk is referring to is the M&I Wright Height Hangar, and that is in that area.
Okay.
So it's two separate...
I must have thought I read something about them expanding. That's what I thought I saw in here. But
Chairman, Supervisors, the NML hangar, and they're represented here today, will be larger than the current one because they have a larger aircraft. Mm-hmm. But it's at the existing site.
It's already there.
It will be done at the existing site.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But so then, which still raises the question, then how long would that take? Right?
Depends on the starting date.
Okay. And you haven't figured that out yet.
Well, we don't have a starting date until we sign it up.
Okay.
Come up here. Come on up here. No yelling. Come on. State your name for the record. And fill out a card.
Young man.
I have a card in my office on the wall, and it says, "You do better in front of this committee if you keep your mouth shut." And that's a joint statement from Supervisor Mayo and Supervisors Wyshon and Borkowski, probably joined in by other supervisors. I don't know how long it's going to take to build the hangar because we're going right down to the ground, reconfigure the footprint a little bit to make it more efficient, and when we sign the lease, I think we can do that fairly quickly, and we'll start paying the increased rent. Then we'll bring a contractor in and look at the plans, get some bids, and probably start the construction. Ideally, something like that. The last one took, I think, 18 months to build.
Okay.
But, again, most of the groundwork is done for this. We don't have any soil cleanup to take care of, so... I would say in that range. I don't know that much about it. They don't invite me down to be.
All right. Thanks. That answers. That helps.
Not for lunch.
Not even that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just actually, Mr. Bateman mentioned some of the things that I wanted to mention, and that is we need to move forward with operating the airport. And I think it actually undercuts the previous item when we talked about the National Guard piece, the refueling piece, because we were asked to approve something in concept, and we would come back with details and discuss it then. It was a concept. And if we're going to let that ripple through and distort what we do now, that we shouldn't allow that. And in fact, I would say then maybe we need to go back and revisit that, because I'm not interested in a concept that isn't really a concept and is somehow a solid plan that we somehow can adjust and things like that. So I would just hope that my colleagues, that you see that it's important to go forward with these leases, and that, you know, a concept is just a concept, and it's an idea, and it's subject to change, and we can't let some of that, you know, distort what we do right now, because it's very important for these companies to get moving on the ground here and to do our day-to-day commerce rather than a dream or a concept that we have for the future impeding them. So I would hope we would move approval on both these items and go forward.
All right. Before we move, we're going to take a motion. We're going to take both of them together. If there's no objection, Mr. Bateman, there was a question about the codes. Is this anything dealing with codes? Hangar, give them codes from a hangar at the airport, anything like that?
I'm not. I don't recognize an issue with that.
Okay. No.
I do want to point out that Wright Height is also represented here today.
Okay. Who's represented? What's your name, young man? Your name. What's your name?
John Finnerty.
I just want to make sure that everybody knows, Mr. Esquire. if you want to come up, get a card. I want you to state. All right.
Good morning.
Your name, sir?
My name is Antonio Catalano. I'm general counsel for Wright Height Corporation.
Do you have any concerns?
I do have some concerns. Listening to the comments that were just made, my big concern is Wright Height would probably be hesitant to enter into any transaction regarding the hangar if there was, you know, some sort of negotiation about, you know, future development and not being able to use the hangar for a term that's longer than a couple of years. I mean, we've entered into or in negotiations with BMO Harris to purchase this hangar, and if there's some sort of doubt or concern that we may be able to move forward after a certain period of time, that's something that we would have to revisit. Wright Height is a company that's been in Milwaukee since 1965. We have over close to 200 employees here and 1,500 employees worldwide, and this hangar and this mode of transportation is important to our business. But entering into an acquisition where there's some dispute or some doubt moving forward is something that we would really look closely at in terms of a purchase.
All right. Any questions of the gentleman? Thank you. Fill out the card.
Thank you.
All right. M&L? You said they're here?
Yeah, I thought they were here.
No, it was Mr. Senator.
Oh, I'm sorry. Senator, come on. come on. You got any points from Northwestern Mutual?
Yeah, Northwestern Mutual, yes. I got my card there now, officially. Did you have more questions for me? I thought I was finished.
I'll just question it. No. Supervisor, what would you like?
I don't think Mr. Finnerty has answered the question we wanted him to answer.
About?
Northwestern Mutual. The simple question is the request... And I understand the committee's point of view with regard to Wright Height, so thank you. I got the message. With regard to the Northwestern Mutual hangar, simple question is, given the context of the economic development on Colts. This has nothing to do with Colts.
Right.
But we heard for the first time that there was some offer of hangar space at the airport regarding that development. There is talk about development along the lakefront by Northwestern Mutual. And I think it's a fair question for the committee to ask whether this hangar is in any way related to an agreement being made by Northwestern Mutual Life with regard to economic development. Is this in any way quid pro quo? Is this in some way related to development negotiations taking place elsewhere other than just specifically talking about a hangar at the airport? Fair question to ask.
Mr. Finley. I want you to handle that one.
Well, first of all I know is that this is a hangar lease, and I don't know about any negotiations that are taking place with Kohl's and Northwestern Mutual or with the lakefront. And this is just simply replacing a hangar that we have. There's about 4 years left on the existing lease. But we thought as long as it was going to be done, we'd switch it around so there was some green space. We have less cars parking on Howell Avenue. I don't know about any economic development. I didn't hear the last part of the question, but this young lady is from the county executive's office, and she said she can comment on some of these things.
You have a floor. They can make the record.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. This lease with... Oh, I'm sorry. Tia Torres, County Executive's Office. This lease is no relation to any negotiations that are not occurring with NML right now.
Oh, I have one question. Are you... And I know this is... And I try to stay on task if this is transportation. But any economic development questions or leases, are you going to the Economic Development Committee to make sure they're apprised of what Milwaukee County is doing since they are the policymaker?
The chair of the Economic Development Committee has been apprised of any economic development activities to date.
Thank you very much. All right. Madam Clerk. Yes, we have a motion to approve 11 and 12. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Burkowski.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve items 11 and 12 is approved.
It's always a pleasure.